book bands around town for these sessions, including bands from Queens, or even host the live sessions and do these interviews, then please join us. We'll teach you how to do everything. Email livesessions@cfrc.ca or reach out to us on Instagram. Our handle is CFRC Live Sessions. This week, we've got a session with Queens student punk rock band RevZed. Led by drummer and singer Jack Blurton, RevZed have been bringing back some classic punk and rock on campus with their energetic performances around town. Recently, they've expanded their lineup to include keyboards as well, and we saw them perform with this lineup at Illapalooza last semester, which, if you don't know, is this giant annual show that takes place towards the end of the academic year, and it takes place at the 800 capacity alehouse downtown. Last semester, I think it was in the end of March, so it's a really big show and we all really look forward to it each year. This is an older session that we're bringing back from the archives for you to take you to the very beginnings of RevZed. And I think when we'd recorded this session with the band, they had formed merely a few weeks before this, and they'd written two of the songs that they performed for us the afternoon of the session. So they literally just finished writing it and then came in and performed it for us. So I think this was the first time they'd ever played the song together as well. So you'll be able to hear all of that, the first ever performances of this band. And I believe that these songs are still in their set. And there's one really easy way to see them for yourself and to find out more about it all. You can go see them live. They are playing a show tomorrow, September the 12th at the Broom Factory, and they're supporting Mountainhead. That's doors at 7:30, and you can find details on their Instagram page, which is RevZed Music. Of course, because this is an older session, the band will also be talking about some shows and performances that are well into the past. So don't worry about that, but do go check them out tomorrow evening. Keep up with our live sessions weekly on Instagram. You can find us again on CFRC Live Sessions. And you can also find us on YouTube to watch some fully filmed live sets. In fact, you can watch this very live session that we did with RevZed in full on our YouTube channel. So do go check that out. It was a lot of fun. If you're an artist that's around town in Kingston and you would like to do a session with us, of course, reach out as well. Send us an email or a message on Instagram, and then we can set up a session with you to come into the studio or to film you at a live venue around town, maybe. But now, here comes RevZed's CFRC Live Session, hosted by this week's host, Hayden.
Just like me, girl, that's why I I'm JP from RevZ, and you just listened to You're Just Like Me, played by RevZ.
How's it going? I'm Hayden, CFRC Live Sessions, and I'm here with RevZ. RevZ, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, we're all right, man. We're all right.
You guys are coming in here off the back of your performance at the Queens Music Club Battle of Bands at the Mansion, and that was your first ever live performance. What was the vibe like going into that? Because I didn't catch an interview with you guys beforehand. I tried to, but I didn't catch you guys.
I mean, personally, being like the first live performance, it was kind of stressful, but I've noticed also that like when I wait so long for something, I kind of like my stress levels just kind of like decrease, and then afterwards it's like, just come on, let's do this. It would happen all the time with my driver's test.
And every time I've talked to somebody that was there, they were shocked to find out that it was your first live performance, because you guys just have like a magnetic type of energy on stage. Yeah. Like, Jack, you certainly, in my opinion, won the most charismatic front man. And it's interesting to call you a front man because you sit at the back of the band.
That is true. Yeah, I do. Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I can say that for me going into it, you know, I had my concerns about it being the first time the four of us were playing together, at least with us playing the instruments we were on. You know, we'd had done two songs at an open mic before with Haluka on drums instead. Yeah. And that was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was funny, pretty terrible. Yeah.
Dude, there was no gain on Andrew.
There was no distortion on my guitar. Yeah, it was plugged like right into the guy's soundboard.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Completely Dwight Schrute.
Yeah.
Dwight Schrute.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I was pretty nervous going into it, but I just did my best to try to turn that nervousness into excitement. And as soon as we started playing Basket Case and we had the crowd singing along with that, right away, I knew we were going to put on a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was sweet, yeah. And you guys had made an original for that. I understand that Jack does most of your guys' writing. Jack, what's the writing like for RevZ? Because you're pretty, like, all over the place musician. Like, you do lots of different stuff.
Yeah, I generally just try to write songs about whatever it is that happens to be bothering me at the time. And so with You're Just Like Me, I'll admit that song's just about being led on by a girl, you know. And one of the songs we recorded here today, or will be recording, I don't know, depending on how you guys end up editing this, Welcome to the Real World, and that song is about how difficult it is to find housing in Kingston.
Relatable.
So true.
Yeah, and I guess just at university in general. So yeah, that's where I've been at when it comes to writing songs, just using it as an outlet for frustration.
Yeah, and it comes across in your music, like you guys have that kind of edgy, sort of like punky style. You guys were introduced, when I saw you at Ox Jam, you guys were introduced as a funky punk band.
Yeah.
Did you guys write that yourself?
Okay, who came up with that? Whose idea was that?
That was your idea, right, JP?
I don't know, man. Look, you know, like so far we've been doing a lot of punk stuff, and punk's pretty chill, but you know, You know, we got some groove, I reckon. I don't know.
He's slowly trying to bring funk into this.
Yeah. That was just kind of random. I just put a rhyme in for fun.
That was fun.
And I was not expecting her to read out the Instagram bio, but she did. Yeah. All right, man. You know, that's cool.
Nice.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that it's a pretty fair description of us because, yeah, we are playing mostly punk music, but on top of that, we're also playing, we also did a Red Hot Chili Peppers song. Yeah. I guess it really, even though those guys were definitely funk inspired, I like the funky, adding the word funky in there just to show that we are slightly different. We aren't purely punk because on top of the stuff, the majority of stuff that we do and Give It Away, that kind of stuff, we are also doing a Led Zeppelin song, and that was years before punk broke out, but it is still somewhat of a similar style.
Yeah, and let's talk about influences for a second. Like, you guys all kind of, like, you're saying JP is trying to bring in more funk, and then Jack, you're bringing in like this sort of rock edge to it. How do you guys work out blending in the styles into the RevZ music?
No clue.
We're still trying to figure that out yet.
Yeah.
Because, for me personally, I really like Metallica and like thrash metal, and like there's very similar elements to that with punk. So I really like Jack's side of influences, and I also really like JP's side of influences because Red Hot Chili Peppers is also a really good band. So I don't know. To me, it's just natural to play those two bands.
Yeah.
Personally, and they've actually called me this before, but I'm the quote-unquote theory nerd of the band because I listen to all these, like, prog bands.
Nickelodeon.
actually. So I think personally I align a bit more with, like, JP's influences. Like, I know we both love P-Funk. Mm. I'm also really big into bands like Rush, Max Webster, Genesis, Saga.
Okay. Heard of another nose. None of those. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. That's what makes my choice better than you. my unique. Bands are unknown.
I always think it's good when bands argue over their music taste because it sort of like makes sure that you guys are bringing in things from lots of different places. That's mm-hmm. sweet.
Yeah, I suppose so. But, you know, I've liked how open all of us have been to new suggestions. And actually, there is a funny story relating to this. When we were preparing to do our first show at the open mic, they had picked three songs out to do. And when they told me what the songs were, it immediately became obvious to me who picked which song. Because I was like, okay, so there's a Chili Pepper song. The bassist definitely picked that one. And then between the other two songs were Basket Case by Green Day and Come Out and Play by The Offspring. And I was like, okay, between those, there's definitely one that's more interesting on guitar, and that's Come Out and Play. And definitely one that's more interesting on drums, and that's Basket Case. And so I said to them, hey, you guys each picked one song, right? And they were all like, oh my God, how did you get that right? And then I ended up suggesting a song myself. The first song I suggested that we play was I Hate to Say I Told You So. And yeah, I guess that was how we got ball rolling with.
Would you say that your song was the most interesting vocally out of the four?
Oh yeah, definitely. Especially with the voice crack right before the second verse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Wake up and love the car, take a 4-hour drive, and always seems to be welcome.
This is Haluka from Red Zed. That was Welcome to the Real World.
Followed by It's All About Me.
I want to talk to you guys for a second about the Queens music scene, which you guys have now like officially made your entrance to, with the Queens Music Club Battle of Bands. What do you guys see like going on in the Queens music scene? There's lots of new bands popping up every few minutes, it feels like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Has the Queens music scene been for you guys? Are you guys linking up with any other bands or anything like that?
Yeah. No, I'd say we're like friends with other bands. I'm actually friends with the two of the guys in Paperbag Princes, okay. And they're like pretty cool.
Yeah, they are cool guys.
Or even just at our shows, all the other bands, like all the other bands of the Battle of the Bands, they came up to us like, "Oh, good show, guys, good show." Yeah. But didn't one band? What was that one thing you were talking about? That one band wanted to open for us.
Yeah, we've had a few bands talk about some. We've had a few bands talk about doing a show with us just since we've performed. Well, actually, starting with when we finished the show at the Battle of the Bands, immediately after that, we had people saying we'd love to do a show with you guys at some point. And yeah, there was one band in particular, some good friends of mine in it. Not going to say who, but they said if we do a show together, we're definitely opening for you guys. And I was very flattered to hear that.
Yeah, that's got to be a gratifying feeling there, especially a band that's like pretty hot off the press like you guys are.
Yeah. And also it's especially flattering because of how great the music scene here in Kingston has been since I moved here. I've been blown away by how many talented musicians there are to see almost every single weekend, just at the Mansion, for example, where we did the Battle of the Bands. And yeah, what can I say? I love it.
Yeah, I want to talk to Jack for a moment specifically about that, because you're like a face that I've seen at so many gigs. I feel like you're out and about. You've come to those Studio Sundays. You've seen Mobius Trip there. And I ran into Ducks in the Attic, who said that you go to all their gigs. Like, you are well-versed in the Kingston and the Queens music scene. Is that what kind of inspired you to make a band, to bring these guys all together?
No. I wanted to start a band almost as soon as I got here, because I had a band, you know, back home that's a huge success, and I was very sad to have to break it up when I moved here. So as soon as I got here, I knew that I wanted to be in a band. And over the course of the year that I've been living here, I definitely had plenty of obstacles that prevented me from forming a band. For example, guess a good example would be the music club. The music club really struggled last year with finding a space where bands could rehearse without any noise complaints. I can say so I was going to a bunch of gigs just because in the meantime, while I didn't have a band, I wanted to get to know as many people in the music scene as possible, find out what they were doing, what was working well for them, that kind of a thing.
Sweet. And then let's talk about the songs that we've got you guys playing here today. Can you give us the names of all the songs that we're hearing today?
Yeah. It's the first one we played the first one we recorded with you guys, I should say, was You're Just Like Me. The next two, or I guess the next one, depending on how you want to see it, it was Welcome to the Real World, and then... Oh, what's the other half?
The song after.
It's All About Me.
It's All About Me, yeah.
Yeah, you guys, like, so Jack does most of your writing, but you guys kind of, like, all come together in this like, interesting way on those songs. We got shouting backup vocals and Jack singing on there. Do you, like, Jack, when you're writing these songs, do you think specifically about Haluka and Andrew and JP and what they're each going to do there?
I guess I have to admit that I had written these songs before I started jamming with these guys. But yes, one thing I can say for sure is that I've been encouraging these guys to sort of experiment with the arrangements I've come up with, because I'd really only come up with one guitar part for each song. And so, you know, I definitely was telling them to just, you know, this is the way that it was played on this demo I recorded, but don't be shy to come up with your own style. And you know, that was how we ended up with Haluka playing what Haluka ended up playing on the guitar solo of You're Just Like Me, that kind of a thing.
Sweet. Okay, anything else you guys want to shout out? Where can people find you?
You can find us online, particularly on Instagram, at RevZed Music.
Do you guys
give us a follow.
Sweet.
See plenty more there. There's plenty more in the works.
Beautiful. All right. This has been RevZed CFRC Live Sessions. Sweet. Right. Nice talking to you guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for interviewing us.
You've been listening to the CFRC live sessions. Thanks so much for tuning in. You just heard our session with RevZ, who are going to be playing a show tomorrow evening, September 12th, at the Broom Factory. They're supporting Mountainhead, and that's a show that you can find details of on their Instagram page, RevZ Music. If you'd like to keep up with the CFRC live sessions, we're going to be going live really soon, and we'll have new bands coming in this semester and recording all sorts of incredible music with us. You can follow us on Instagram as well. Our handle is at CFRC Live Sessions. You can also watch this live session on YouTube. Our handle is at CFRC Live Sessions there as well. Reach out if you'd like to record a session with us. You can send us an email on livesessions@cfrsc.ca, or you can send a message to the Instagram account and then we'll set up something. There's no specific genre for the CFRC live sessions, so go for it, no matter what kind of music you make around town. We have just a little longer in our scheduled runtime, which is until 11:30 a.m. So why not stick with us for a little snippet of another live session? This is something quite different from RevZ's raw punk rock and roll. It is with the indie three-piece Queen student band LHRK. I'm going to play us a song of theirs called Forever Oasis, which they recorded for us in CFRC Studio A last year. And I have it on good authority that this song has nothing to do with the now reunited Manchester rock icons Oasis. In fact, LHRK sound a lot dreamier. And if you'd like to see them live, you're in luck because they also happen to be playing a show this weekend. They are doing a show which has a really stacked lineup. It's them, Naked by Nine, and Last Call, who we played on the live sessions last week. They're doing a show at the Mansion. Tickets are $10. It's happening on Saturday night. Doors at 8 p.m. and music at 9. Details and ticket links at their Instagram page, LHRK Music. So I'm going to leave us with two songs here, Forever Oasis, and maybe a second song called Get Away. And we'll see you next week, same time, same place. Be right back here next week, Thursday at 11 a.m. Here is LHRK. See you then.
Something you want me to say? It's just hard to think right now. It's just hard to figure out why you make me feel like this. Why I feel like I'm not in your place. Woke up. up today. Find you tonight, so we won't fade away. Thank you. Selfish to think of you with me all the time. Got a good life and I don't wanna ruin it if I were to make you mine. My eyes shut, we're in no rush. Count my days. Every time I have to hear your voice, it feels like an obligation, and I have no choice but to want you. Do you love me? I'm fucking done. It's making me crazy. Make a move, wanna get to know you. There's a world that I wanna show you. It's got black and gold picture frames of me and you running away. My eyes shut, we're in no rush. Days, we will be okay. Every time I have to hear your voice, it feels like an obligation, and I have no choice but to want you. Do you love me? I'm fucking done. It's making me crazy.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Welcome to the Release Radar Rundown, brought to you in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. This program features smokin' hot local singles released right here in Kingston, Ontario, that have been featured in the weekly Release Radar series. Local artists can get in on the action with social media promotion and airplay on CFRC's airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, let's dive into some great singles across genres recently released in Kingston by local artists. We're going to start things off with the fourth and final single from Friday's Child and the Lost Congregation's forthcoming album, Broken Home Volume 1. The new single, Quit You, explores the struggle of breaking free from an unhealthy relationship that takes hold like an addiction. It captures the cycle of wanting, clarity, relapse, and the quiet resolve to keep trying to walk away, knowing it's the healthier choice. Enjoy.
Tried to quit you 3 or 4 times. It's kind of funny, 'cause you're not even mine. Never thought of myself as an addict before. No one labels you sick, they just call you a whore.
And you're still locked into CFRC 101.9 FM's Release Radar Rundown. That was Friday's Child and the Lost Congregation with Quit You. Coming up next, we've got a selection from local singer-songwriter Lydia Shea's debut EP called Lucid Embers. It's a genre-defying release rooted in emotional honesty and creative freedom where clarity glows softly in the aftermath of the fire. You may remember her powerful voice busking downtown, and you'll get a glimpse of her now in full stride with a stage of her own with Velvet and Venom, a single that serves as a soundtrack to reckless romance and royal delusion. Here we go.
You're queen, you're my king. It's a royal regal thing. Pinkies up, need a drink. Leather lined limousine. Top down, hair down. Heard the crown is heavy, but you wear it well. Fits you how I wear your heart on my sleeve. There's no slowing down. Moving now like we're in a movie on the big screen. You and me. Cause we're young love. Ain't nobody gonna fix me, cause you're my drug, and I like the way you fit me. Baby, pick me up tonight and sweep me off my feet.
Sweep me off my feet.
Cause baby, you and I got forever written on it. You and I are forever, we're iconic. It's you and I against the world, against the haters. We're not getting beat. My love, it's just you and me.
It's just you and me. It's just you and me. It's just you and me. It's just you and me.
Red hot silhouette, I won't
say a word if you keep my head on your chest and my hand over your heart. Shiny thing, golden ring, Tiffany is everything. Baby, you're my everything. 'Cause we're young love, ain't nobody gonna save me. 'Cause you're my drug, yeah, you cure me like nobody. Baby, pick me up tonight and sweep me off my feet. No, that's not an easy feat. Oh, baby, you and I got forever written on it. You and I are forever, we're iconic. It's just you and I against the world, against the haters. We're not getting beat, my love. It's just you and you and you and you and me.
And you just heard Lydia Shay's Velvet and Venom. Up next, let's enjoy great music from local jazz composer, musician, and bandleader Oscar Evans. His new single, Nice Buddies, was recorded live in October 2025, and it will appear on his new full-length album, due for release later this year. Here's Nice Buddies by Oscar Evans right here on the Release Radar Rundown. Thank you. And you just heard Oscar Evans with Nice Buddies. Coming up next, we're going to be playing a few song requests made on our website at cfrc.ca. Simply visit our website and click Request. Identify the artist and song. If you want a shout out and dedication, if you have a particular show you hope to hear the song upon, and where no specific CFRC show is identified, we'll play it in various pop-up programs and segments. And with that, our first request is an anonymous one. The song is called Michigan, performed by a newly emerging band called Near the Open out of Bancroft, Ontario, who have a couple of singles out now you can find on YouTube and their social media. Let's have a listen.
Haven't seen this much snow since Michigan. And the feeling that you're still gone is sinking in. You know, don't think you wanna know how deep I'm in. Seems there's only so much you can give. Turn around and I found a memory from years ago. What a gift to spend this Christmas in Ontario. I don't really want to let you know. Don't think you want to know the state I'm in. Seems there's only so far you can get. This wind.
guess much known since Michigan.
And that was Near the Open with Michigan. Our next anonymous request is a Toronto-based DIY emo band called Ever Since We Met, whose members are influenced by fourth-wave acts like Tiger's Jaw, Marietta, and Modern Baseball. From them, we'll listen to the lead single Train Tracks from their new EP, Bigger Than Before, released in November. Here we go. And you just heard Train Tracks by Ever Since We Met. Up next, we'll listen to Central Florida-based shoegaze act I Lied to Myself, out now with a new demo called Winter Hangs Heavy with You, a song requested by Nico in honor of their aunt who meant the world to them. Nico says to their aunt, "I carry you wherever you go." Thank you for the message, Nico. Before signing off, today's intro and outro music is a newer single called Portland Flower by local act 47 Teeth. And just a reminder that local musicians who want their new work amplified on social media and aired on CFR so you can complete the release radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. And don't forget to follow CFRC at CFRC Music on Instagram as well. For now, we're going to end our show with Nico's request, Winter Hangs Heavy with You by I Lied to Myself. Thank you for tuning in to the release radar rundown developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. And don't forget to make your song requests via CFRC.ca to further power our programming. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next time.
We talk. Hi, this is Peter Hook from Joy Division of New Order, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 Rock the House, baby.
It seems today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Bangers with Claire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10.